in this bulletin. Protests across the country over vaccine mandates as COVID-19 claims its youngest victim. Labor pledges funding guarantee for Australia's public broadcasters. And in sport, Australian Open organisers confirm all players for the January event must be fully vaccinated. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. A Victorian child under the age of 10 has become the youngest Australian to die with COVID-19. Victoria is reporting 1,166 new local infections, but active case numbers in the state have slumped to just over 9,500. The health department has confirmed the child, who had what it describes as serious comorbidities, is among the 5 further reported deaths. Victoria is edging closer to its 90% vaccination target, with 89% of residents aged 12 and over now double-dosed. Thousands of protesters have gathered in cities across Australia, demonstrating against vaccine mandates and COVID-19 restrictions. Crowds rallied in Sydney's Hyde Park and outside the Victorian Parliament in Melbourne. There have also been counter-protests, with demonstrators accusing far-right groups of infiltrating so-called freedom rallies. Protester Emma Black says people need to speak out against the fear-mongering and defend public health measures.
We want to take a stand, really, against this kind of anti-democratic, individualist sort of let the virus rip and, you know, no sort of sense of social solidarity or care, mutual care for like other people in society.
Anti-lockdown and vaccine mandate rallies have also been scheduled in Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Hobart and regional centres across the country. A community-wide mask mandate has been lifted in the Northern Territory, apart from the lockdown areas of Katherine and Robinson River. It comes as the NT reports one new local COVID-19 case, a fully vaccinated 31-year-old Aboriginal woman from Robinson River. The woman is a close contact of a previous case and tested positive in quarantine at Howard Springs. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says she wasn't infectious in the community.
This is a pretty good day. We are feeling a bit more confident, but we are not complacent. We are feeling better today about the chance of relaxing lockdown in Katherine and Robinson River from Monday. But I want to flag with people now, that does not mean we go straight from lockdown to no restrictions. The most likely scenario is stepping out of a lockdown into a lockout for a period. That means only people who are fully vaccinated can move about the community while we finish up the testing and tracing.
Labor has promised more financial certainty for Australia's public broadcasters if it wins power at the next federal election. The funding terms for the ABC and SBS would extend from 3 years to 5. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the plan will depoliticise funding by moving it outside the electoral cycle.
We will grant them the certainty that they require to make investments to go forward in a way that maximises the output that they have and the services they provide, by providing 5-year funding rather than every 3 years. The attacks on our public broadcasters must stop. And under this government, what we've seen is a constant undermining.
Labor has also pledged to reverse an $83.7 million ABC funding cut in the 2018 federal budget. To sport, and Australian Open organisers have confirmed all players, including men's world number one Novak Djokovic, will need to be fully vaccinated to compete in the January event. Djokovic is yet to reveal if he's received the COVID-19 vaccine, previously saying he'll wait until Tennis Australia reveals the health protocols before deciding whether to defend his title at Melbourne Park. Australian Open chief Craig Tiley says when Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews announced everyone on site would need to be vaccinated, Tennis Australia made it clear to the playing group.
What was great about it is at that point there was only about 50% of the players that had been travelling that were vaccinated. So over the last 6 weeks, that number's gone to well above 80% and is continuing to track towards 100%. And there's been a lot of speculation around Novak's position. He has noted that and said publicly that it's a private matter for him. But we would love to see Novak here.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. A shower or two with a possible storm in Perth and 29 degrees. Partly cloudy in Adelaide and 22. Cloudy in Melbourne and 19. Partly cloudy in Hobart and 18 degrees. A shower or two in Canberra and 15. Rain in Wollongong and 18. Similar conditions in Sydney and 21 degrees. Rain with possible heavy falls in Newcastle and 21. A possible shower in Brisbane and 30. Mostly sunny in Cairns and 33 degrees. And a shower or two in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.